the flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The long list of former Mets that come back and haunt the Mets has added another name, and that is James McCann. And in addition to that, James McCann is also getting paid $8 million by the Mets to do what he has done to the Mets, which is, of course, hit that big home run last night and just be a big pain in the ass. James McCann was a black hole as a offensive player here. I mean, he could not hit a bull in the ass with a paddle. And he, this year, has become a cult hero in a way because he had that injury, stayed in the game, broke his nose, came back, didn't spend any time on the IL, and now he's hitting bombs. It's amazing.
Well, I don't know about hitting bombs.
He hit a bomb last night. Did you see that?
Yes, of course. But
what do you mean you don't know?
But yeah, but the point being is that, you know, the Mets have had, what about Travis Darno?
Well, he's the greatest example. Right, I just said, they've had another one to the list.
And finally, they got their guy. We got the answer. But the guy's got to be more consistent. He's got to stay healthy. And he's got to be in the lineup more. Because I think he's the energizer bunny, especially at his age, and Francisco Alvarez. But yeah, it was, you know, I there's nothing worse than having ex-Mets coming back to beat the Mets, especially with the way that happened last night. But what do we always talk about? Just win a series. Win today's game.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. You know, these players move around so much. You know that, man. Come on. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I like James McGinn. He's a good guy. He's a winning team. He's like a winning teammate. And he gets the last laugh at least last night.
Yes, he does. There's something stuck to the side of your head that I think we need to address.
Oh, you want to grab it?
Yeah.
Hold on. That's this little black thing.
It came from the sweater pullover I'm wearing today.
There it is right there.
Yeah. All right.
Just making sure.
Thank you.
I'm not making it up.
You got my back. You got my head. You got my back.
Yeah, of course. I just didn't want that to linger there because I looked to see in the monitor just so you know whatever you said did not. I don't have any idea what you said.
All right. Well, I woke up this morning. I was listening to 10-10 Wins, and somebody on there talked about 41 degrees somewhere.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, God. And then so I put this, you know, sweater pullover on.
Mm-hmm.
My Cabot sweater pullover.
It's beautiful.
Great memories.
It really is nice.
Wonderful memories.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It was a little chilly. That's why I had the jacket on.
I had a little length of my hair. I mean, like, I had to dig this thing out.
No, I understand. So I looked to see, while you were talking, I looked to see in the monitor, could you see it on television, the thing that was
on
the side of your head?
Normally, they'll say something.
Yeah.
If they see something, they say something. That's what we're supposed to do.
So I was like, I can see it stuck to the side of his head, so let me deal with it now.
Speaking of seeing something and saying something, you see, our 1010 Wins reporter was attacked and she came out.
Yeah.
And she is now opening the eyes of many about the attacks that are happening on the streets of New York, mm-hmm. and saying that the Adams administration is underreporting these attacks.
Wow, lying about the amount of attacks.
I'm glad she came out and said something. And she's asking people to reach out to her on social media and tell their stories to her so she can actually put it all together so we can hear from these victims.
I'd like to tell her about the guy karate kicking my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a couple. We've got a few of these. We've got, obviously, that one. We have Pete Bellotti. Some person picked up a garbage can and threw it through his windshield. And then Paul Rudd was there to witness it. Pete's favorite actor.
Right. Well, that's kind of weird.
And then Pete missed that interaction with Paul Rudd, which is just one of my favorite stories of all time. Yeah, so there was that. I mean, there's been a couple. We've had a couple.
Well, we've had more than a couple, and we've discussed it. And it goes to the whole point of, like, what's going on. And every time something like this happens, the immediate reaction is, well, we're going to put more police here. We're going to put more police there. You remember they were supposed to put more police down on the subway?
I do remember that,
then
yes.
Then they're going to put more police up in Central Park?
Yeah.
Now the guys are going to put more police on the street?
Mm.
I mean, how much, you know, how many police officers are there in New York? About 32,000?
I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe 35,000? I think we need 100,000.
Yeah, so it's Kelly Dillon is her name. She's on Instagram at Kel Dillon. And it also says that she's a seer, an alchemist, and a time shifter, which are three things I don't know what they mean. But that's what it says in her profile there. And I'm
a seer would be a psychic. A time shifter would be somebody who moves through time in some capacity. And the alchemist is like, you know, turning lead into gold, that whole thing.
Okay. Gold, by the way.
$1 million a bar.
Yeah.
I hope you've been paying attention with Shorehaven Wealth Partners.
I'll have to have them get on that, right, Al?
All right.
Bar gold bars?
Yes.
Gold boss.
Gold boss.
Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that she's okay now. She obviously suffered some injuries, and I'm glad that she's speaking out and wants to put together
I'm glad she's speaking out, and she's using her platform to do so. So I appreciate that. That just, honestly, just, it's a mess, and it has been.
I'm just moving on from the attack for a second.
Okay.
So
why don't we have her on? We should have her on.
Is she claiming to see into the future and also move through time in ways that we...
I've seen some of her YouTube podcast. Is that what you would call it, Al? I guess it's The Truth Warrior, I believe is the name of it.
Okay.
All right.
And?
It's, you know, believes that, you know, her soul has been around for, you know, many thousands of years and has gone through other lives and all that stuff.
You know, telling her story, she seemed really with it, and like she was willing to share her, you know, that when you get attacked like that, that's embarrassing. Like
it's not embarrassing.
Not embarrassing. It's just, you feel violated. You know, that's the thing.
Right. Of course.
And she came out maybe because it's her reporter chops that she was sharing her story, which I think is amazing that she's able to do it and do it so quickly. And she came off as real and genuine.
Of course she did. Yes, absolutely. But I'm sorry. I'm fascinated by that other part. I mean, having learned about her just now and looking into this and going on her Instagram, those are some bold
warrior
claims.
Warrior of Truth, as Al is telling me.
Warrior of Truth
is the podcast.
I mean, you're not at all interested in her claims to have shifted through time?
Yes, I am. Okay. And I have a little smile on my face when you say it that way.
Well, what do you but mean? Said it that way.
I know, but the way you're saying it in regards to what I brought up on, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I said. I prefaced it because don't get upset. I'm happy she's okay now and she's speaking about it and all that. That's one part of the story. The other part of the story is she's claiming
she's a very interesting person. Right?
It seems like it.
Yes.
Her soul, she claims her soul's been around for thousands of years. It's gone through multiple lives.
Then let's bring her in here. Let's talk about it.
I'm fine with that for sure, if she wants to. But she's probably going to be like, listen, these guys don't take me seriously. She's probably...
No. I am lauding her for doing what she's doing as a victim's rights advocate. That's the way I look at this.
Okay.
Like, everybody's forgot about the victims.
See, we'd have to do this interview separately. We couldn't do it the same because I'd be so interested in her shifting through time.
Well, why don't you do a podcast with her?
Because I don't want to do a podcast. I'm on the air 4 hours, 5 days a week. I think I have to say enough.
Would you like me to book her for the program?
Yes, I would.
You can do two separate things. You can do one part where she's addressing the issues that...
Yeah, but I know how he rolls because then I'll get going on something. All of a sudden, he'll be like,
oh, there, Adams, man. Adams.
No, you do two parts. You do the one
part of the problem is the city council. You know it, and I know it, and everybody else knows it, but nobody wants to say it.
Although we say it plenty. Yeah. What were you saying, Eddie?
No, you do it in two parts. You do the one part where you're addressing her concerns about the public safety in New York City, and then you can take a break and then do the stuff with the psychic time traveler stuff.
A time traveler. Well, that's different than time shifter?
I have not seen all of her podcast episodes.
Listen, I kind of feel like we probably have seen her around.
Her voice has been heard on this program, filling in for Karen Stewart from time to time.
Oh, doing traffic, yes.
Yes, because okay. That's one of the things she does as one of the.
She's
the
not the nasally one, right?
Well, that's not you.
No.
What?
So there's Karen Stewart and then there's Sue Adler.
Yeah, that's right? The one.
Yeah.
She's a little nasal.
The tunnels and the George Washington Bridge.
Yes.
That one.
It's Andre Farrell fills in sometime.
Yeah, that guy. I like that guy. He's like the Ricky Ricardo of traffic.
It's been a while because she's been full time in that evening shift for, I think, a few years. So it's
You remember when Susan Larkin was here and we actually had, you know, parties where everybody got together. I'm sure she was at a couple of those, right?
I didn't know she worked here. Never, I knew nothing about her.
Okay.
So I've never seen her or her. I knew nothing about her. I'd be surprised if you did too.
I know. I have had.
You have. I know. You.
Because of the traffic reports.
Right. Well, I'd like to talk to her. I mean, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. She's
People
got quite
have a
the
lot
story.
Of strange beliefs. Just depends on how old they are to. How weird you think they are?
Well, you're weird.
People walking on water and raising from the dead. Is that any weirder than other
Well,
stuff?
Yeah, but you know me. I'm not.
I know.
Trust me. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
One is accepted, one is not.
True.
Both are.
It depends on who you're talking to, whether or not it's accepted. I mean, whatever. I mean, believe what you want to believe. I don't really care. Just leave me alone instead of a pocket. Is it that hard?
Let's go to Steve down in Naples, Florida. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen, Boomer, I will move back to New York if you run for mayor or better yet, governor. Come on. Look at the clowns we have. You would win. Name recognition alone. And you know what? I'm telling you, just add an hour of politics to the show every week. Go for it, Boomer. You have common sense. Yeah. You know you want to do it. Please.
Listen. I like this show because I get to laugh and leave.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
common sense is telling you don't do that.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
It would be miserable. It would
be the worst way to live your 60s.
Oh,
because no matter what, like, half the people hate you.
Right, yeah. They already do. So, you know, I mean, why would you even want to get involved in that? I mean, I watch these people on stage talking about things, and I'm like, what reality are they talking about? What world are they talking about?
By the way, Kelly Dillon just texted from 2031. You're not the mayor. You're not the mayor.
Okay, good.
Just so you know. Right. Kevin on Long Island. What's going on, Kevin?
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
What's happening, Kev? What's going on?
So I just so happen to be one of the part of the younger generation that just so happens to be still interested in play-by-play. I've called into the show before on my ways back to school to like ask you guys for some broadcasting help. But I just wanted to say as to my reason as to why I am so interested in play-by-play, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear it. I brought it up. Go for it.
So, I mean, thank you, of course. So, like, listening to this station for as long as I've been alive, I'm 24. I've just finished college. I was listening to John Susan all my life. And I've always thought that, you know, the voice is one of the most powerful tools that you have. And like, and especially with play by play and color, like it's an art, like the art of storytelling. It doesn't matter if it's John Susan doing it, baseball. It doesn't matter if it's Jim Ross on WWE or Martin Tyler doing it for soccer. I've always just felt that having the tool and the of the voice and just being able to use the art of storytelling, that's where my passion came in for it. And obviously, being able to do it for something that I love, being sports, that's what my dream is. And I at 24, have been lucky to have done college Division I sports for ESPN. I would continue to do this for the rest of my life if I could.
Yeah, and that's great to hear that you have a passion for it. I mean, there's a lot of games now with the streaming services and all the college games that are out there that are on the ESPN Plus or other things where young broadcasters can get experience a lot easier than they were.
Well, think about Jerry Recco. He started on the internet
with
Columbia.
That's right.
Remember that whole thing?
I do.
And look at what he's turned that into. Now he's a Rutgers play-by-play guy who's now told me today that he's interested in a Knicks radio job.
When did he say that?
He said it to me this morning.
On the air?
I think the radio job for the Knicks is open, I think. Is it?
Well, that would mean you have to leave here.
Jerry's coming in, I believe.
I mean...
Wow! What?
I didn't do
one
any,
time.
I
just
didn't
one
do
time.
Any of this.
One time. I would like you to characterize one thing accurately. Just once. 15 goddamn years. One time. One time. Now, number one, let's sort these things out. Did not start on the internet. That is incorrect and inaccurate. Started on 6:10 a.m. with Columbia for 3 years. Before they decided to start streaming, like a lot of these NBA teams
have. Yeah, but you broke into streaming like before anybody else did.
We broke in on the radio.
Yeah, but
then they went to streaming. Well, you characterized that wrong. You said, just like Jerry Recco, who started on the internet. Bull crap. We started on the radio.
You started on the internet streaming. Think about that.
Went to streaming.
Where is everybody now?
And you know why we went to streaming? We went to streaming because David Stern did a symposium with a lot of colleges and said streaming is the future. Columbia decided at that point we're going to start streaming.
And you were a trendsetter.
Fine, but we did the internet. We started on the radio.
Am I not giving him props?
But you characterized it wrong. We started on the radio.
But you were like one of the first groups ever to do streaming.
Yes.
It wasn't his decision. It was Columbia's decision.
Yeah, but he was the
I got the radio job that turned into streaming.
The last kid that called in and talked about The Voice, he was the voice of Columbia Streaming, which probably was one of the first groups to do streaming.
Perhaps. But we started on the radio. That's all I'm saying. We'll be accurate. Let's be accurate.
Okay. But you started streaming.
They did start streaming.
You were the voice.
After we did the radio. And number two.
On the internet.
Yes, on the internet. Right.
On Al Gore's internet.
Hell, the Oakland A's are only on the internet now. Mm-hmm. I don't even think they do any radio anymore. I think they're streaming only. And number two.
Okay.
Number two. There was a conversation that was being had about Knicks and Rangers and, you know, future homes, who knows. And all I said to you was... You know, I think that Nick job is open. That would be a great job.
See,
but I have no idea. I wouldn't even know where to begin to apply.
Well, now we got to go.
How that just turned into, Jerry wants the Nick job. First of all, what broadcaster wouldn't? Number two, I didn't sit there and say I'm interviewing or want anything. I said that would be very interesting.
I didn't know that. See, like, you got your ear to the ground when it comes to broadcasting, especially being the voice of.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what happened there. I don't know what happened there. So I just figured talked about it, just reasonable. And this guy called in.
But you just floated out there and portrayed a little bit differently than I did.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. I was not in here when that was going on. So that's why I said, did he say that on the air or off the air? What's going on?
I said it was a conversation we just had that Jerry would be interested in.
You jackass.
And then he said, I wouldn't know how to get it started. So I said, okay, let's get it started.
Well, Jerry would have to leave this show to do that.
And there's not many things I would even consider that for. I mean, the Nick job, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But so let's just make sure we put things in the right order.
You'd be interested in the Nick job.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
And by the way, things going full circle, I think the Knicks might be only on the internet sooner than
later. I think
later.
A lot of them are only going to be on the internet soon.
And you're an expert in that area.
Oh, my God. I am not an expert in it. I show up, the engineer puts
on the internet.
And I do my thing.
Could you imagine if Jerry got the Knicks job and CeeLo didn't get the update job?
Then we gave it to Peter Schwartz.
And we paid Peter more than Jerry. And we paid for his congestion pricing.
I feel pretty confident that's not happening.
And got him NYP plates.
Now that would piss me off.
By the way, Jerry, because I know Boomer's thinking it, if you got the Nick job, what would you wear that first day?
The baggy pants.
With the yellow shirt. You're not wearing a yellow shirt.
Yes, I would.
You're not.
I would. That yellow shirt would be in the rotation.
No,
that's
I got
Jeffrey Bean beautiful dress shirt.
Listen to me. I'm nothing against Jeffrey Bean. I got Charles Stewart all set up for you.
Great.
For Rutgers this year.
Awesome.
No red shirts.
I'd like
no yellow shirts. No.
Why not a red one?
We're going to wear a crisp white.
Dark red shirt.
Crisp blue.
Fine.
We're not wearing red with a black tie. You're
not doing
that.
Yes, we would. 100% we would. Yes, we would. Why wouldn't I?
You're not doing that.
I would. And yellow. And silver. You know, like the gray shirt.
You want to look like pretty good, guys. Sharp.
I don't know what that is.
How sharp we are.
Yeah, it'll look good. Definitely.
We look good, right, Al? That looks good.
Yeah, looks just like you.
Kingston looks good.
Yes, the young Mets kidcaster.
Yeah, look good.
All right, Jerry, we'll see you in about 5 minutes or so.
Adios, jackass.
It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. I'm really hoping that the microphone picked up Jerry when he opened that door. I don't think it did, but...
But I, oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, you snapped again.
We heard him screaming in the newsroom.
I mean, it was pretty good. I can hear what he said.
You sons of bitches.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back with us after applying for the Knicks job in the break, and then he's coming in and doing an update. What's going on, Jerry?
And we are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
I'm sure MSG's got a headhunter looking for somebody, Jerry. Wants to throw your head in there?
If it was that easy, Boomer.
LinkedIn. You got LinkedIn?
Yeah, I don't do anything with it, though.
All right. Well, do something with it.
What is it? Like, I don't even know what LinkedIn is.
You're LinkedIn.
Though?
You're connected to everybody. You're connected to businesses. You're connected to, your specific likes and dislikes. Hmm. No, it's like a mutual space where like-minded individuals, professionals can find different opportunities. And
do you have a LinkedIn account?
I do. I don't do much with it, but...
Eddie?
I used to, but no more.
No, but these guys don't.
I don't think I do.
They're stuck. You're still rising, Jerry.
No, what's funny about LinkedIn? So you put all your job things in there, and if you put host anywhere, host 5 to 6, you get jobs. They send you to be the host at Fridays
and Chili's.
Chili's.
That is true.
Well, they got to clean that up. You should let them know that.
I said I want the Knicks radio play-by-play job.
Yeah.
You guys are funny. They're stuck.
Well, they're not going anywhere.
Jerry, it's too late for us.
Well, Eddie's retired. Yeah, I know.
And Al doesn't go anywhere anyway. He's not changing anything. He is a man of, he's a minimalist, is what he is.
He's become that.
And he likes life to be simple.
I do have a LinkedIn account.
Do you really? So you're like me. You don't do much with it. I guess I made it when I was in Pittsburgh because it says morning talk show host in Pittsburgh.
I know I signed up and logged in a few years ago, and 6 or 7, maybe even a year ago, I logged back in just to see what was going on, and I had a message from Dennis Wozniak, who covers the Jets. I didn't get back to him within 24 months because I didn't see it.
Were you reaching out to be the voice of the Jets?
No. Dennis, I've known him for years. Oh. I used to cover, when I covered them.
Oh, so this is another way a person can contact.
Yes, apparently. But I was
telling you, connected.
Timely in my reply. Your LinkedIn, that's right. Yeah. Last night, the Guardians beating the Yankees in extras.
The 2-2. Swing and a rope shot into deep right field. It's over the head of Soto, and it bounces onto the warning track and onto the wall. Rounding third is Schneeman. He will score standing up. How about that? It's an RBI double for Lane Thomas coming off the bench. That's his third extra base hit as a member of the Guardians.
And he scores Schneeman. That was Justin Shackle on the
terrible. Terrible, 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 terrible.
Made it 4-3. They would wind up putting up 6 runs in that inning. And the Guardians would beat the Yankees 9-5. Longest game in Major League Baseball this season. Juan Soto, man. Tough, huh? 4-hour game.
It's more tough to get the loss. I think we had the opportunity a couple times right there to win the game, and we couldn't come through as a team. So I think that's what can drain you a little bit more than the game.
They continue to be terrible with runners in scoring position up and down the lineup. Soto
win,
and
loss,
Judge.
Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Basically what it is.
Yeah, Soto and Judge back-to-back early in this game. Judge would double late and drive in 3. Here was, we don't hear from him because Luis Gil left in the 4th inning with back tightness. Aaron Boone, what's the deal?
Yeah, we'll see. I haven't, didn't seem, the initial too serious, but, we gotta see what we got in there.
Well, we will see. Nestor Cortez to start tonight. Now, more from Boone because of this exchange with John Boy. I played one of these clips earlier, so let me set it up again. You got John Boy challenging Boone on giving Anthony Volpe a bit of a rest because he has not hit well and doesn't think he's a very good hitter. Here's Boone, says Volpe is solid across the board.
He's hitting like a league average or below league average hitter.
Well below, yeah.
Add it all up, he's a winning player. Like, stop it.
All right, stop
I'm
it.
I'm picturing Aaron Boone sitting on a toilet while doing this because that's what he sounds like he's in. He sounds like he's in a bathroom.
He's in his office, but the connection's terrible. Of course it is on Zoom. John Boy reacted to that.
I mean, I can say stop it back if I want. I disagree.
What so has two good offensive weeks, and he's a 720 OPS and the best defender in the league. Eh, you got yourself a pretty damn good player right there. He's going to get there.
And then they would battle over the rest thing.
Last year, you ran him the whole year. We were told he got run to the ground and he was tired. Here he is, last 200, played appearance 241 on base, 582 OPS. Like,
there's definitely a case in there where I could have given him a day here and there, absolutely. But to just have him not in the lineup, next question. Seriously, when you run the team, you can make that call.
Oh, wow, went there, huh? I do love the passion,
good
though.
Good for him.
Yeah, damn. And, you know, and I guess John Boy is empowered by the Yankees, right? He's a Yankee employee now? Essentially,
I don't know. I mean, John Boy Media is not owned by the Yankees.
No, but
I think that
some relationship.
But they have with the YES Network, yeah.
That's it, right.
Well, somebody has a relationship with them.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that answer, though. When you manage the team, you could figure that out. Like,
well, in fair, I will.
But sometimes that's the fallback thing. Like, I can understand the frustration for Aaron Boone. This is a young player who actually has played well overall, but has gone through a offensive slump.
Is he even 20? What is he, 23?
I mean, he's a kid.
He's 23. Yeah, I mean, second year in the league, 23.
And I know that, you know, there are Yankee fans that are frustrated with certain players, and maybe he's like on the mark for that, but I was glad to hear that Aaron Boone reacted that way. That's the way a manager should react.
And in fairness to Boone, the conversation kept going on, and it almost felt like listening to it, it was kind of like, all right, enough. Like, let's just move on, and that's how he kind of ended it. And I think it moved on from that point.
I mean, there are so many other guys that you could actually point at and say you're getting nothing out of. And here's your shortstop who fields his position terrific, and, you know, that's a big part of the game, especially at the most important position on the field.
Another 0-for-5 for LeMahieu last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Orioles beat the Mets 9-5 as they had the big hits across the board.
Here's Jimenez, and he lines one to the gap in left center. That's in for a hit. It's going to roll to the wall and probably score a run. Henderson around third. He's coming to the plate. He'll score standing, stopping at second with a double and a run batted in is Eloy Jimenez. And the Orioles now lead 7-1.
Isn't this a stiff the White Sox couldn't wait to get rid of?
Yeah.
That was.
That was Howie Rose with the call on WCBS 880. That made it 7-1. Mets would have a little bit fight to try and come back. J.D. Martinez did homer to get them within 7-5, but then that mess of a play in the ninth, 9-5 was the final score. Jose Quintana, the loss, he gave up the 7 runs over just 5 innings. He knows has to be better.
This is the perfect time, you know, to keep the heads up, you know, and help the team. You know, I know the team need me, and you know, I want to do my things and you know, and contribute to the team and win games, you know, so it's tough when you get a bad day like that.
That was a bad day for sure.
And curveballs last
night. Yeah, no doubt. Afternoon finale, Sean Manoa on the mound at 110. The Mets now trail the Braves by 2.5 games for the third wild card as the Braves beat the Phillies and Zach Wheeler 3-1. The Rays shut out the A's 1-0. I mention this because I think this was post-game or pre-game, I'm not sure, but on the A's telecast, Dave Stewart is the analyst in studio, and he badly wants them to stay in Oakland and not be moving to Vegas or Sacramento in that AAA stadium. So much so, as the host would ask him, a big question on social media.
They would trade the 89 World Series for the A's continuing to play baseball in Oakland, if that were a trade to be made. You being a part of it, a big part of that, would you go back and sell your soul for 89 to keep the A's here?
I would do
for
that
the rest of your life.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat.
I was surprised by that answer.
I'll tell you what, a number of businesses.
Ridiculous
have left
hypothetical.
Of course it is, but no, I know. But
you know what's happened in Oakland? A number of businesses have left Oakland, not just the Oakland A's. A lot of businesses.
The Raiders too.
And they left.
They left
the
Warriors.
Twice.
The Warriors.
Warriors.
Yep. Across the bridge. So, Anyhow, all right, we get to some, I'll play this because I don't run out of time. This is, I have some NFL, but I'll get, this is right up Al's alley. Could you imagine, now I don't know what these sponsorships cost, and I don't think this is AI, I think this was real. Could you imagine if you're a big time sponsor and product placement is your sponsorship, and then this happens? So I'll set the scene for you. At Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin talking to the media. He's got the Dasani water on one side. He's got the Coke bottle on the other side. I think it's towards the end of the press conference when it just, he wondered.
Does anybody drink Coke? You guys had 130% of your sugar for the entire day is in this one bottle. 65 grams of sugar.
Wait a second.
That's a torpedo right there, man.
There's no way he was doing that.
Listen, I've looked at a bunch of different articles and videos. I think it's real. I don't think it's AI.
Has it he responded?
Has, real
has,
to me.
Has he responded to anything? Have you seen anything from him?
Have you put
Lane Kiffin in like
this was yesterday. I think. If it's AI or Ballsack Sports, my bad. But this looks really real to me.
No, it's real.
It reminds me of the time that on the NFL Today, Verizon was the halftime sponsor. Okay, big sponsorship, huge money. Big money. We're sitting there, and Dan Marino's phone goes off with the AT&T ring. I know what's going to happen next. There's going to be a firestorm. And hell yeah, there was.
I'm sure there was.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
It was a big number, man, and CBS had to make good on it.
That's rough.
And this is where you got to be careful. They never really ever sat us down and said, okay, here's our sponsors. Here's what we do. Make sure this doesn't happen. Make sure that doesn't happen. Like, it's just kind of assumed like everybody knows.
Just use what you want, but leave your phone off the studio floor.
I don't know if that, I got to find out if I remember. It could have been in a playoff weekend.
It could have been a championship game.
I'm not really sure. But that was...
So that is real, yes?
That's stuff like this.
No, it's
like,
real.
Hey, you got to be careful, man. Sponsors are very aware.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. I thought so, too.
Probably a Coke Zero sitting up there next week. That's probably the thing.
If anything.
That's not going to be good.
I would not think so. Speaking of good, bad, or indifferent, the Cowboys and C.D. Lamb. Here was Chad and Shannon on their Nightcap podcast. Here was Shannon reading the story of the money that I guess the Cowboys have put out there for Lamb, and then the reaction from Chad.
Lamb hasn't expressed an interest in signing the Cowboys' latest extension offer, which is believed to be around $33 million a year.
That ain't enough.
It's a lot of money, but it's right below Justin Jefferson, I guess.
And too bad Chad Johnson's not playing today. I mean, the amount of money he'd make, he was great.
Same thing for you. I mean,
Terrell Owens.
Of course. And here's one more.
Randy Moss. How much would Randy Moss be getting?
Probably the Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is how much annually? 35 a year?
Yeah, right around there.
It ain't enough. It ain't enough. It ain't Jerry Jones' fault.
He says, need to go get this done now as the season's rapidly approaching.
You're not just going to pick up where you left off last year without no goddamn practice. It don't happen like that. I don't care how good you are.
And he thinks that it will cost them a couple of games in terms of getting in sync, if, in fact, he actually signs something before the season does begin. And then one more. This is the longer reaction of Brian Flores to the Tua calling him a terrible person comments.
Look, I'm human, so that hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't, I wouldn't say it was, you know, positive for me. But at the same time, And I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores. So,
now, it's interesting. I wonder if the NFL will use any of those comments in the lawsuit against them or his lawsuit against them.
Interesting.
I mean, it would work. If I were someone who was defending the NFL, I would say, yeah. I mean, this guy, the players think he's a terrible person. Maybe that has something to do with him not getting a job.
And the fact that he's saying, you know what, I got to be better.
Yeah.
Kind of admits that you haven't been so good. WNBA, the Liberty and the Sun with wins. The Sun beat the Sparks in Boston at TD Garden in front of 19,000, 69-61.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You see a lot of crazy media deals out there. You see a lot of the news and sports media
know, people getting big contracts, also people being let go, unfortunately, because of the economy in sports, where you saw RG3 and Sam Ponder just get let go on ESPN. But this one stuck out to me, and this isn't sports, but, and I have to give her so much credit. So Alex Cooper of Call Her Daddy, she starts this podcast. It gets some attention. Dave Portnoy ends up hiring her at Barstool. It blows up there. And then she ends up leaving Barstool. And then her and her co-host at the time, who I can't even remember her name, which is amazing. It's like, you want to make the Garfunkel joke? She's like not even close to even Garfunkel at this point. So Alex Cooper then gets this 3-year, $60 million deal from Spotify. That deal has now expired. She was a free agent, and SiriusXM has just given her a $125 million deal. So
good for her.
Yes, great for her. And I am super, super impressed. Now, I don't listen to this podcast.
It's about human sexuality.
Well, it's for women. It's for young women in the dating world and stuff like that. So, but I mean, I've seen a clip here or there when she interviews celebrities, but the platform, she is bigger than the platform, which there's very few people that can do that. So she left Barstool, didn't disappear. She's leaving Spotify, you know, she not disappearing. She also got hired by NBC to do special interviews during the Olympics. So she's all over the place, and she has done a great job, and she built it herself from the ground up. And Al was telling me a story that Dave Portnoy shared where, when he was hiring her at Barstool, it was like, hey, how many people do you need to edit the podcast, work on the podcast? And apparently she said to Dave, well, nobody. I do it all myself. I edit everything. I record everything. I do everything myself. So I had to mention that. And I first learned about her when she was dating Noah Syndergaard back in the day. That's how she came into our world.
That's right.
I love stories like this where someone who hard work, talent, everything paid off, you know, much like Pat McAfee, but he came out of the NFL, so he had a name, but he built something special there as well and got paid. But she, you know, she just built this from the ground up and is now a huge star at 30 years old, getting paid by everybody. So impressive.
So who's worth more, Dave Portnoy or Alex Cooper now?
Dave Portnoy. No.
You sure about that?
100%.
I mean, he'll tell you that. I'm just wondering.
No, Dave.
She's being hired by herself. Like, all of this is going to her. Like, Dave's got to hire people, he's got the infrastructure, he's got all that other stuff going on. And there may be some worth there. But I'm just saying, like, maybe, like, she's probably making actually more money than he.
I don't think so. I think Dave's far and away still more wealthy than she is.
She's on her way.
She's on her way, and I would want to be either one of them. But yeah, I'm very impressed by that, and I don't know. So from a SiriusXM standpoint, I'm not exactly sure
how they monetize it.
What it's about. I know Al was talking about a little bit.
Yeah, I guess it's still going to be on all platforms, but they're controlling the advertising.
And the distribution, which I'm confused about.
Yeah.
So it says when you control distribution and Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever wants it, does that mean that SiriusXM gets paid by those platforms to run it? I don't have the answer to that question.
Yeah, that would be the way to monetize it, for them to pay her or guarantee her this much money.
But it already says that it's available on all these platforms. So is that, like, that would be weird for that deal to happen between Spotify and SiriusXM already with this just being announced. But I don't know. That's one thing I don't know. Hmm. But yeah, it's, and you know, they've gone after big stars in the past, SiriusXM, obviously Howard Stern being the biggest one. And they try to get new subscribers because of it. But this one is not a subscriber play, because her stuff is still going to be available in other places. So it's like when Howard Stern went to SiriusXM, you had to go and subscribe. Like, I went and got Sirius when he went over there in 2006 and became a subscriber. With this, you don't have to. So they're changing their business model as well.
But they're also saying that I was reading about Spotify's data showing that a guest appearance on her show in particular, the podcast, led to a dramatic spike in a musician's streaming numbers.
Oh, yeah.
So John Mayer would go on as a guest all of a sudden 350% of his streaming numbers are, you know, or his streaming numbers are increased 350%.
Yeah, I mean, she's a one of the biggest influencers with young female consumers there is right now. I mean, maybe possibly the biggest as we sit here. I mean, so that's very impressive. Now, I don't know if she ends up doing the show from... No, I guess she has her own studio already, but I mean, I just think of like the old days of like, you know, she's got to go to the Sirius XM building now and they build out a studio for her. Because I was actually doing part-time work at Sirius XM when Stern moved over there. And it was like, you know, the big talk and, oh, man, they're doing this. And the sports people are like, hey, can you believe that Stern got this, this, and this? We've been asking that for years. And I'm like, well, it's different, man. Like, what are you talking about? The construction, it was like a whole big deal. Oh, I saw Baba Booey today in the elevator. Like, but it's not like that anymore.
And now he's in the bunker in Southampton, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. He comes out occasionally now. I guess he wasn't coming out. I haven't listened in a very long time.
That's what we got to do. We got to build a bunker.
In Southampton?
Well, out there somewhere, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see that. And I could see that in your future. Yeah, I could see that. Not so much me. They'd make me come here every day. But I could see them doing that. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we can, you know, talk to the architect and figure out how we can, you know.
Make them architect the bunker. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, there are reasons why not, but yes. But yeah, maybe down the road.
Maybe we can work out of WLNG studios out in Sag Harbor.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just take over the studio where Peter Schwartz does his show outside the MacArthur Airport. That's 10 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, it's a little far from me, though.
Baggage claim with Boomer.
Baggage claim with Boomer. There's a podcast. There you go.
Bang. Like that. Just like that.
By
we
the
got
way,
ideas.
Also, other media news. I was talking to your boy Phil Sims last night. Says hello, by the way. He loves you. I think he's going to be calling a couple of Westwood One Thursday night games with Ian Eagle.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Get him back calling some games.
I also think he's
screw Phil Sims!
Yeah. He's going to be a part of our show during the football season.
You think he's going to be a part of our
show?
No,
I know he is.
Oh, okay.
We haven't announced that yet, but this is what you call a soft launch.
Oh, we're soft launching Phil Sims right now.
Yeah.
I'd
like a hard launch, actually.
I was going to say, at this age, he's probably got a lot of soft launches. You know, Phil?
He loves you.
I love him.
Yeah. You guys have a connection.
Have you told the program director about this Phil Sims thing yet?
Yeah, I did. I actually.
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure. Because, I don't know, you know, sometimes... The people, the powers that be, are the last to know about some of these things.
Nah, they know.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. So I'm excited for that. Love Phil. What day of the week? Can we say that or not?
I'm thinking like Wednesday. You know, I don't think we want I want the visceral Phil Sims reaction on Monday, but he may be busy on Monday. You know, he's got a lot of things.
Yeah, break it up middle of the week.
He's got a lot of tape to look at.
We don't need him on Mondays and Fridays. Throw him middle of the week. You know, bang. Yeah. Phil Sims. 9 a.m. Wednesday. That sounds good, right?
Is he coming in studio?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know. To get him out of Franklin Lakes and Shea Sims over there is impossible.
Paying him, right?
I'm not paying him. I think
someone's getting
him.
Paid.
Somebody is getting paid. Pizzade.
Okay, so he can come in.
What?
He can come in.
I guess he could. Every now and again, maybe we'll have him come in on like a guest spot or something.
I think it'd be great. Every now and again. What about every Wednesday?
It's once a week.
He'll be like,
and just tell him it's easier to find a parking spot on Wednesdays.
Did he call into the NFL today ever? Or did he show up in the studio?
He always showed up in the studio.
All right. Just making sure.
He's pulling like a J.J. Watt situation recently. Come in every once in a while?
Once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That works.
All right. If that's the standard you'd like to set now.
Go get pizzade!
With our paid guests, I guess. Fine with me. Who am I to squawk?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm afraid when you and Phil are in the same room together.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get hurt sometimes. I really do.
That's fine.
Sometimes he gets a little over-aggressive when you're around.
Gets a little handsy.
He does.
He slapped my ass harder than anybody's ever touched me in my life.
But week one, he should be here.
At the very least. I mean, God, how hard is it?
Do you want to call him?
No.
You call him.
We're talking to him. We're talking to him every week. I don't need to talk to him today now, too.
All right. Okay. Well, you
need a little break already. I just found out we're doing this, and I already need a break from him.
You're making demands.
I'm suggesting that he comes into the studio.
No, it sounds like those two other guys are making demands over there.
Okay. Well, they have a say.
They do.
So I think that would be great if he was in here.
All right.
We're on television, too, by the way.
I know. I told him that.
Okay.
But that means he's got to get makeup. And I don't know if you've watched any of these games. I don't know if they have makeup for these games that he's doing with Carl Banks.
I know. Like I mentioned the other day, you could actually see through him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Talks a lot and... A little blotchy.
Will he at least zoom in on the other time so, you know, there could be a video element for a television partner?
That would be a smart thing to do.
Those Zoom interviews sound terrible.
They do.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Just have him come in.
Is there actually a hard line still? Is that still available?
If there is one, Phil Simms has got
He's got one, yes.
Calls his rotary phone.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You see a lot of crazy media deals out there. You see a lot of the news and sports media. You know, people getting big contracts, also people being let go, unfortunately, because of the economy in sports, where you saw RG3 and Sam Ponder just get let go and ESPN. But this one stuck out to me, and this isn't sports, but I have to give her so much credit. So Alex Cooper of Call Her Daddy, she starts this podcast. It gets some attention. Dave Portnoy ends up hiring her at Barstool. It blows up there. And then she ends up leaving Barstool. And then her and her co-host at the time, who I can't even remember her name, which is amazing. It's like, you want to make the Garfunkel joke? She's like not even close to even Garfunkel at this point. So Alex Cooper then gets this three-year, $60 million deal from Spotify. That deal has now expired. She was a free agent, and SiriusXM has just given her a $125 million deal. So
good for her.
Yes, great for her. And I am super, super impressed. Now, I don't listen to this podcast. I've seen
about human sexuality.
Well, it's for women. It's for young women in the dating world and stuff like that. So, but I mean, I've seen a clip here or there when she interviews celebrities, but the platform, she is bigger than the platform, which there's very few people that can do that. So she left Barstool, didn't disappear. She's leaving Spotify, you know, she not disappearing. She also got hired by NBC to do special interviews during the Olympics. So she's all over the place, and she has done a great job, and she built it herself from the ground up. And Al was telling me a story that Dave Portnoy shared where, when he was hiring her at Barstool, it was like, hey, how many people do you need to edit the podcast, work on the podcast? And apparently she said to Dave, well, nobody. I do it all myself. I edit everything. I record everything. I do everything myself. So I had to mention that. And I first learned about her when she was dating Noah Syndergaard back in the day. That's how she came into our world.
No, that's right.
I love stories like this where someone who hard work, talent, everything paid off, you know, much like Pat McAfee, but he came out of the NFL, so he had a name, but he built something special there as well and got paid. But she, you know, she just built this from the ground up and is now a huge star at 30 years old, getting paid by everybody. So impressive.
So who's worth more, Dave Portnoy or Alex Cooper now?
Dave Portnoy. No,
you sure about that?
100%.
I mean, he'll tell you that. I'm just wondering.
No, Dave.
She's being hired by herself. Like, all of this is going to her. Like, Dave's got to hire people, he's got the infrastructure, he's got all that other stuff going on. And there may be some worth there. But I'm just saying, like, maybe, like, she's probably making actually more money than he is.
I don't think so. I think Dave's far and away still more wealthy than she is.
She's on her way.
She's on her way, and I would want to be either one of them. But yeah, I'm very impressed by that. And I don't know. So from a SiriusXM standpoint, I'm not exactly sure
how they monetize it.
what it's about. I know Al was talking about it a little bit.
Yeah, I guess it's still going to be on all platforms, but they're controlling the advertising.
And the distribution, which I'm confused about.
Yeah.
So it says when you control distribution and Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever wants it, does that mean that SiriusXM gets paid by those platforms to run it? I don't have the answer to that question.
Yeah, that would be the way to monetize it, for them to pay her or guarantee her this much money.
But it already says that it's available on all these platforms. So is that, like, that would be weird for that deal to happen between Spotify and SiriusXM already, with this just being announced. But I don't know. That's one thing I don't know. Hmm. But, yeah, it's, and, you know, they've gone after big stars in the past, SiriusXM. Obviously, Howard Stern being the biggest one. And they try to get new subscribers because of it. But this one is not a subscriber play, because her stuff is still going to be available in other places. So it's like when Howard Stern went to SiriusXM, you had to go and subscribe. Like, I went and got Sirius when he went over there in 2006 and became a subscriber. With this, you don't have to. So they're changing their business model as well.
But they're also saying that I was reading about Spotify's data showing that a guest appearance on her show in particular, the podcast, led to a dramatic spike in a musician's streaming numbers.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So John Mayer would go on as a guest. All of a sudden, 350% of his streaming numbers are increased 350%.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the biggest influencers with young female consumers there is right now. I mean, maybe possibly the biggest as we sit here. I mean, so That's very impressive. Now, I don't know if she ends up doing the show from... No, I guess she has her own studio already. But, I mean, I just think of, like, the old days of, like, you know, she's got to go to the SiriusXM building now, and they build out a studio for her. Because I was actually doing part-time work at SiriusXM when Stern moved over there. And it was, like, you know, the big talk and, oh, man, they're doing this. And the sports people are like, hey, can you believe that Stern got this, this, and this? We've been asking that for years. And I'm like, well, it's different, man. Like, what are you talking about? The construction, it was, like, a whole big deal. Oh, I saw Baba Booey today in the elevator. Like, but it's not like that anymore.
Now he's in the bunker in Southampton, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. He comes out occasionally now. I guess he wasn't coming out. I haven't listened in a very long time.
That's what we got to do. We got to build a bunker.
In Southampton?
Well, out there somewhere, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I could That'd definitely be nice, see that, wouldn't it? And I could see that in your future. Yeah, I could see that. Not so much me. They'd make me come here every day, but I could see them doing that. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we can, you know, talk to the architect and figure out how we can, you
make
know,
make them architect the bunker. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, there are reasons why not, but yes. But yeah, maybe down the road.
Maybe we can work out of WLNG studios out in Sag Harbor.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just take over the studio where Peter Schwartz does his show outside the MacArthur Airport. That's 10 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, it's a little far from me, though.
Baggage claim with Boomer.
Baggage claim with Boomer. There's a podcast. There you go.
Bang. Like that. Just like that.
By the way, also, other media news. I was talking to your boy Phil Sims last night. Says hello, by the way. He loves you. I think he's going to be calling a couple of Westwood One Thursday night games with Ian Eagle.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Get him back calling some games.
I also think he's
Screw Phil Sims!
Yeah. He's going to be a part of our show during the football season.
You think he's going to be a part of our
show? No, I know he is.
Oh, okay.
We haven't announced that yet, but this is what you call a soft launch.
Oh, we're soft launching Phil Sims right now.
Yeah.
I'd
like a hard launch, actually.
I was going to say, at this age, he's probably got a lot of soft launches. You know, Phil?
He loves you.
I love him.
Yeah. You guys have a connection.
Have you told the program director about this Phil Sims thing yet?
Yeah, I did, I actually.
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure. Because, I don't know, you know, sometimes the people, the powers that be, are the last to know about some of these things.
No, they know.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. So I'm excited for that. Love Phil. What day of the week? Can we say that or not?
I'm thinking like Wednesday. You know, I don't think we want I want the visceral Phil Sims reaction on Monday, but he may be busy on Monday. You know, he's got a lot of things.
Yeah, break it up middle of the week.
He's got a lot of tape to look at.
We don't need him on Mondays and Fridays. Throw it middle of the week. You know, bang. Yeah. Phil Sims.
9 a.m. Wednesday. That sounds good, right?
Is he coming in studio?
Probably not.
Why not?
I don't, you know, to get him out of Franklin Lakes and Shea Sims over there is impossible.
Paying him, right?
I'm not paying him. I don't. I think
someone's getting paid.
Somebody is getting paid. Pizzade.
Okay, so he could come in.
What?
He could come in.
I guess you could. Every now and again, maybe we'll have him come in on like a guest spot or something.
I think it'd be great.
Every now and again. What about every Wednesday?
It's once a week.
He'll be like,
and just tell him it's easier to find a parking spot on Wednesdays.
Did he call into the NFL today ever? Or did he show up in the studio?
He always showed up in the studio.
All right. Just making sure.
He's pulling like a J.J. Watt situation recently.
What are you?
Once. Gonna, yeah, come in every once in a while.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That works.
All right. If that's the standard you'd like to set now.
Go get pizzade.
With our paid guests, I guess. Fine with me. Who am I to squawk?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm afraid when you and Phil are in the same room together. Yeah. I think you're going to get hurt sometimes. I really do.
That's fine.
Sometimes he gets a little over-aggressive when you're around.
Gets a little handsy.
He does.
He slapped my ass harder than anybody's ever touched me in my life.
But week one, he should be here.
at the very least. I mean, God, how hard is it?
Do you want to call him?
No.
You call him.
We're talking to him every week. I don't need to talk to him today now, too.
All right, okay. Well, you
need a little break already. Found out we're doing this, and I already need a break from him.
You're making demands.
I'm suggesting that he comes into the studio.
No, it sounds like those two other guys are making demands over there.
Okay. Well, they have a say.
They do.
So I think that would be great if he was in here.
All right.
We're on television, too, by the way.
I know. I told him that.
Okay.
But that means he's got to get makeup. And I don't know if you've watched any of these games. I don't know if they have makeup for these games that he's doing with Carl Banks.
I know. Like I mentioned the other day, you could actually see through him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Talks a lot and a little blotchy.
Will he at least zoom in on the other time? So, you know, there can be a video element for a television partner?
That would be a smart thing to do.
Those Zoom interviews sound terrible.
They do.
Yeah.
We don't need that. Just have him come in.
Is there actually a hard line still? Is that still available?
If there is one, Phil Sims has got
it. He's got one, yes.
Calls his rotary phone.